Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Everyone, welcome to the Five Star Joshi Show here on the Fight Game Media Network. I'm your host, as always, Scott Edwards. Of course, if you're over on my YouTube channel, welcome as well. I always appreciate you joining me for the show over here as well. We have plenty to talk about this week. Obviously, one major news story that was broken between this week. That will be our lead story, of course, as we discuss Mina Shirakawa. We also talk Stardom Spring Vacation Day 2. We will talk New Blood. We will talk the upcoming cards for Stardom. We will preview the upcoming Korakuen specifically. And then, of course, we will do a full preview for the Marigold Korakuen as well. So just Stardom and Marigold this week. Wasn't able to get to the Sendai Girls or anything else, unfortunately. But I will make sure this episode is well worth it because the topics at hand are so major. So thank you everyone for joining me. Always love doing this show each and every week. I always appreciate those who watch, comment, like, subscribe, anything like that on the YouTube. I try to get back to each and every comment, so I greatly appreciate that. We are in a wild time in the world of Joshi. Of course, March here is coming to an end, and there's so much going on. April is set to be maybe one of the biggest months we've seen in Joshi in quite some time. Of course, with All-Star Grand Queendom being at the head of it. But there's so much more. Obviously, the potential for Tam Nakano's retirement or Saya Kamatani's, Mako Satomura's retiring. We're only getting started this year. Joshi has continuously dominated the scene, dominated the excitement levels, at least for myself, and I know many other fans, and April is going to be the very biggest. So, without further ado, let's get to our topics at hand. Of course, it doesn't really get bigger than this topic this week. That, of course, was the announcement that Mina Shirakawa will be leaving Stardom here at the end of March. So just a few more days left on her contract, and she will be going to All Elite Wrestling. If you listen to this podcast, if you listen to my Joshi predictions video over on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/@ScottEWrestling, this was a prediction I was pretty confident in. Obviously, in recent months, she hasn't been there for quite some time. I think some people thought, oh, you know, maybe that idea has gone away. But no, ultimately she was finishing up her time with Stardom. The announcement came on Wednesday with a press conference featuring President Okada as well as Shirakawa making the announcement. The report was broken over on Tokyo Sports ahead of time. Fightful Select reported that she was AEW bound. Throughout the week, she was being removed from different shows. Dating back, I think, 2 weeks ago, she was actually removed from meet and greets for the Spark show. And now they continued this week. So something was always up with Mina Shirakawa. And that, of course, is an AEW contract. She confirmed it herself at the press conference, saying she will be joining AEW. She will be an official roster member of All Elite Wrestling. She will be moving to the United States to start her brand new life here. When I made the prediction at the beginning of the year, it holds true to now. I had said then that Mina Shirakawa leaving Stardom in the end should be beneficial to both of them, because over the past year, really, Mina Shirakawa has essentially worked a 50-50 schedule. She has been in AEW in the States. She's been in Stardom, but she's never really been able to dig her teeth into anything Stardom related. For the most part, she felt kind of like an outsider. And that didn't allow Mina Shirakawa to give her absolute best, it felt, when it came to the Stardom ring. So Mina makes the decision, a decision that, again, we all expected, to leave the company at the end of March, which feels like the beginning of change once again in this promotion. Change that many have expected, but obviously with the idea that either Saya Kamatani or Tam Nakano will retire as well at All-Star Grand Queendom, that creates another hole. You are losing star power no matter what. And losing Mina Shirakawa, while I do think it will be beneficial to both sides, one, for Mina, she gets to chase her dream. She gets to take on a new challenge. And I think if you are a fan of hers, if you are a fan of what she has become over the past couple of years, you can't do anything but applaud her. It's very obvious for me, post Wonder of Stardom championship reign, that Mina felt ready for something more. And we'll talk about that Wonder of Stardom title reign here in a second. But Mina Shirakawa became a star in America. Everywhere she went, it was "We want Mina" chants. Whether it be a New Japan show, an AEW show, she got herself over in America. If there was ever a time to take this shot in her career, in her life, it is now. I have no problems whatsoever with Mina Shirakawa making this decision. And I don't think anyone else should either. I feel like this was one that, again, was expected, that made a lot of sense, and I'm very happy for her. We will talk about the Stardom side of things here at the end, because obviously EXV, Empress Nexus Venus, is now without its Venus. They will be looking to replace that group and change that group. EXV is no more. Well, it is still a group, but the name has lost a lot of its purpose, which I think is a good thing for that group, but we'll talk about that here in a second. What we will talk about is Mina Shirakawa's career in Stardom. She went from joining Stardom at the end of 2020 as one of the three original Cosmic Angels. From there, I think many believe she would be the third of the three, because obviously it was very apparent how popular Unagi Sayaka was becoming, but all three ultimately became popular because of each other. The Cosmic Angels went from new group to most popular group with these three at the charge. As time would continue on, Mina Shirakawa continued to put in the work. When it came to the five-star Grand Prix, you started to see strides. So by the time the 2022 five-star Grand Prix arrived, you saw her best wrestling run yet, including a match with Saya Kamatani that started a spark for Mina Shirakawa. You fast forward to the Wonder of Stardom championship match where her face got smashed. She was left bloody. She was in tears, and yet she cut the promo of her life. That promo ultimately catapulted her to end Saya Kamatani's Wonder of Stardom championship reign. Not only a Wonder of Stardom championship reign, but the record-breaking Wonder of Stardom championship reign. Mina Shirakawa had one of the biggest moments in Stardom history at the biggest show in Stardom history at All-Star Grand Queendom 2023. From there, it felt like she was on her way to even more superstardom, having a fantastic match with Natsu Poit in her lone defense before her reign absolutely ended too soon. And from there, it did feel like Mina felt a little lost and not ever again, I think, to that absolute level. But she found a new popularity, a new home in All Elite Wrestling over this past year, beginning with the Forbidden Door build when she faced Toni Storm. And soon after, of course, continuing the Mariah May story, then getting the match with Mercedes Moné at the Wrestle Dynasty show earlier this year. Mina Shirakawa has accomplished so much, and yet it still feels like she should have probably accomplished just a bit more. But Stardom moves fast, and as we saw in the past year, Stardom moves so fast that unfortunately, you know, Mina didn't feel as locked in as it once did. But that's okay. Ultimately, it was always okay because this is where she wants to be. This is where she wants to go. She is someone who has always reached for the highest levels and proven she can do exactly that. She can reach those levels and thrive. So as Mina Shirakawa leaves Stardom, I wish her nothing but the best in AEW. Of course, I will be watching. I know many others will be watching to see how she does. If that company is going to give another world championship to a Joshi wrestler, of course, they've had Joshi world champions in the past with Riho, Hikaru Shida. There, I think, is no one better fit to do that in AEW right now than Mina Shirakawa. She is over. She is popular. She is charismatic. She's damn good in the ring. Maybe she beats Mercedes Moné for the TBS title. There's a lot of paths here for Mina Shirakawa, and I think any and all of them hopefully lead to success. So congratulations to her on obviously making the jump to AEW. Again, a jump that I and many others expected to happen over this past year. It felt like she was already an AEW wrestler as is. So congratulations to her. On the flip side of this, and we'll talk about her wrap-up schedule here in a second, but on the flip side of this, of course, is EXV. EXV is now down to Micah, Hanako, Rian, and Waka Tsukiyama. Because, of course, Xena is still out with injury with no timetable to return. And Mina Shirakawa is officially gone from the company in a matter of days. That presents a problem, but I think more of an easy solution. And that is that EXV should be no more. EXV from the very jump has felt like a thrown together faction. It's only reasonable to end said faction now, rebuild if you want a new one. But it's now a faction that would need serious help. And if you're going to move forward a new faction, or at least a new faction name, obviously, because EXV doesn't make sense anymore, it's fitting. They will need a new number two behind Micah. So if they want to keep them all together, a new name and a new member seems very much likely and necessary moving forward. For Mina Shirakawa, for those who don't know, she will be wrapping up. She will wrestle all three shows over this next week, including the two weekend shows and the Cork and Hall show, where she will face Micah in a one-on-one match. She'll then travel for Tam Nakano's homecoming show the next weekend, and that will be her final show in Japan. She'll also take part in the two Stardom shows in Las Vegas before officially going completely All Elite. Again, I can't help but celebrate what Mina Shirakawa has accomplished. When the report was made, I don't think many people were shocked. But I think ultimately what you walk away from this is, again, being happy for her and what she has become over the past year or so in terms of worldwide popularity. I wish her nothing but the best. I hope she wins herself some gold and Stardom will be just fine. But we are in a very certain changing period where it feels like Queendom could be the end of a true era in stardom once again, obviously, again, with the possibility of Tam Nakano retiring. Felt like we were on our way there, but with Mina gone, and with Mina now gone and Tam possibly retiring, that would be the three original Cosmic Angels now gone. And that would truly be the end of an era. But we will wait to see when we get there. We have shows to review now. And we get to it. We start with Spring Vacation 2025, day two of the tournament. This was a fine show. The shows in Okinawa were a decision that I think were great for the talent, especially. You saw them really enjoying their time there and vacationing. And it seems like they stayed extra long after the shows, which was great to see. They deserve it. There's not any sort of roster that deserves the vacation more than them. So I was very happy to see that for them, and I hope they've really enjoyed it. But the shows ultimately ended up being a fine couple shows, with the second one having a great main event, which is really our talking point here today. So let's go through the results here from March 22nd in Okinawa. EXV opened up the show. Mika, Mina, Shirakawa, and Hanako defeated Ann Kanaya, Yuriahime, and Akira Kurigane. The quick review or continuation for the rookie in Ann Kanaya is that she is going to be something special. I talked about it last week after seeing her debut. It feels like Stardom found someone who has instantly leaped over really all the new rookies that they've debuted over the past couple of years, except for, I think, Young Kosen. She gets it. She gets it. She's solid in there. She's very athletic. She has so much charisma. It feels like there is limitless potential for what she can become in short order. So I thought she had a good showing here as she stepped in there with the likes of Mika, Mina, and Hanako. Miyu Amasaki defeated Waka Tsukiyama and Saki Kashima in three-way action. Tomoki Inaba defeated Rion. This was a pretty solid match. I just want to say, like, probably the best singles match of Rion's career so far. Obviously, Tomoki Inaba is a fantastic talent, so that shouldn't really shock anyone, but worth mentioning nonetheless. FWC Hazuki and Koguma defeated Devil and Princess Rina and Nezusa Inaba. I had said last week that maybe this serves as some sort of number one contenders match. Well, well, well. We are on our way. Then we have the God's Eye team of Rana Yagami, Lady C, Hina, defeating Neo Genesis, Mei Sara, Suzuki, and Azumi. The story here is very simple. The problems continue with Crazy Star. They cannot get on the same page. They will not come close to getting on the same page, to the point where Suzu Suzuki barely wants to tag in now. I said it last week, and I said it half-heartedly because it hurts me to say, but they do need to go all in on this faction, or not this faction, but this team breakup. We can't do a swerve sideways type thing with this story. It needs to be as direct as it's looking, because I think for Suzu Suzuki, there is a benefit to a new path, whether that be path be hate or that path just be elsewhere. Potentially as the number two with Mika, obviously their history would make that fascinating, but somewhere else feels like the necessary move for Suzu Suzuki leaving Neo Genesis. The match was won by Rana Yagami when she pinned Mei Sara after Suzuki accidentally kicked her in the face. They broke out in a full-on fight after the match, and the split seems more and more likely as the days go by. Like I said, it needs to happen. But congratulations to Rana Yagami. She very likely got herself a championship match out of this, if I had to guess, on probably an upcoming show.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Next up, we had the elimination match between Cosmic Angels and Hate. Pretty by the books elimination match, I'd say. The most notable early thing was Momo Watanabe getting pinned in the first half of the match. Seriano pinned her with pottering very early on. And of course, there could be reason to that, as we've learned this past week. Mo Watanabe will be out of action due to injury, an injury that, as far as we know, seemingly started back at AEW Revolution when Fightful Select reported that she was helped to the back. She competed in three matches since then, so it was kind of like, oh, I guess she's fine. But Stardom had to announce she was pulled from this upcoming weekend shows and the foreseeable future until she's ready to return. So that is obviously very notable, and you know, tough to see as a fan of Momo and the work she has put in over this past year. Hopefully it doesn't take her out too long, because she will be very missed. The elimination match, of course, came down to Tam Nakano and Saya Kamatani. Again, not a big shock, I'm sure, by any means necessary. Tam ended up pinning Kamatani by hitting the Violet Screwdriver and getting the pin. It was her second Violet Screwdriver of the match, because Konami had pulled out Daichi at one point during the first one. The win brought momentum back to Nakano's side, and Kamatani, who was busted open, led to Nakano tasting the blood of her enemy 1 month ahead of All-Star Grand Queendom. Very simple by the books elimination match, kind of what you'd expect out of these two teams at this stage. But let's talk about what's next here, and that of course is the Goddesses of Stardom Championship match. Wingori, Hana, and Saeeda defending their belts for the second time, this time against Stars, teammates, stablemates, Mayu Iwatani and Momoko of Peach Rock. It won't surprise anyone when I tell you that this match was great. That's probably the least shocking thing I could have told you, because we have reached a point, folks, where Wingori, I think, is 100% the best tag team in the world. And until they lose these belts, it will be hard to prove otherwise. They have had a fantastic start to the year. Obviously, the Crazy Star match, one of my favorite matches of the year so far, and now this one. This match was a treat for two reasons. One, we got to see Mayu Iwatani in a championship match, my GOAT, delivering in a big championship match. But number two was giving Momo Kogo an opportunity to step in a big match with big stakes and show what she is capable of. I think Momo Kogo can often be forgotten about when it comes to Stars, because Stars is a group that includes Mayu Iwatani, Hana, Saeeda, Hazuki, and Kogo. It is loaded. But when Momo Kogo gets opportunities, she shines. And this was once again a showing of just that. She ultimately lost in the end, but the music, the magic between Saeeda and Mayu Iwatani was great. The little tease of work we got between Hana and Mayu was also great, but Kogo really had a killer run at the end with Iida before coming up short. The Goddesses of Stardom Championships can be the best belts in this company, and Stardom has realized not only that with this Wingori run, but they have realized that. And they know this because they know how big this show is. They know that All-Star Grand Queendom is the biggest show of the year. So what Goddesses match fits the biggest show of the year? That, of course, is Wayne Gorey defending their championships against FWC. Made official for All-Star Grand Queendom after winning the belts, or sorry, after nominating FWC in the post-match. When they announced the matchup, I kind of assumed it wasn't going to happen at Queendom. Obviously, they have the America show coming up in Las Vegas. So I thought maybe they'd throw it on there, which was ultimately my biggest fear. Not because I have a problem with the Las Vegas fans getting a thrilling match, but this, again, was a match fitting of All-Star Grand Queendom. All-Star Grand Queendom on paper right now feels like it's going to, without a doubt, be the show of the year. It's really hard to feel otherwise, I think, because All-Star Grand Queendom is as follows. Career versus career World of Stardom title match, Saya Kamatani versus Tam Nakano, IWGP Women's Championship match, Mayu Iwatani versus Shuri, and Goddesses of Stardom Championship match, Hanan and Saida versus Hazuki and Koguma. Those three matches have the legitimate capability of not only being match of the year, but, or sorry, not only have the capability of being the match of that night, but being all match of the year contenders. That is how great this show is stacking up to be. And we still don't know who Starlight Kid's going to face. I do think Natsupoi or Azumi are the likely options now. But nonetheless, we are prepared for something special on April 27th. A very great main event, with the direction being what was the hopeful yet obvious one. Next up, we have, of course, America Dream 2025, both in Sin City and Las Vegas. I don't remember what the two shows are called, but they're on Thursday and Friday, of course, and Stardom has announced the complete lineups for each show. So I just want to let everyone know, if you're listening and you didn't know, this is your complete lineup for Las Vegas. You'll have Tekla, Saida, Hanan, Suzuki, Konami, Natsuko Tora, Mina Shirakawa, Hanako, Azumi, Starlight Kid, Micah, Shuri, Hazuki, and Momo Watanabe. Of course, unfortunately, two of those wrestlers are out with injury, both Momo and Starlight Kid, for the time being. Hopefully, they'll be back here soon. But we have to wait and see for now in terms of where they'll be by then. Hopefully, they'll both be rested up and ready to go. We did get more matches announced for the Dragon Gate show, Azumi and Starlight Kid. They'll be teaming. We also have Wayne Gorey teaming. So there's a bunch of matches going on other shows. But Starlight Kid is scheduled for a match, so there's a good hope there she'll be ready to go. But obviously, when you look at this lineup, it's very clear who is missing. Freelancer Tam Nakano will not be on this show. And I won't lie, I kind of expected maybe they'd go along with that. But if she is retiring, again, a big if, but if she's retiring, you would have thought maybe she wanted to have one more U.S. show. So she's not on it. And then, of course, World of Stardom champion Saya Kamatani, not on the show, and the other major name, IWGP Women's Champion Mayu Iwatani, also not on the show. That being said, I do think Las Vegas is still in for a treat. This is still a great lineup. Admittedly, if I was going, I'd be disappointed missing out on those three. I was really deciding if I was going to send it or not. If Mayu is going, since she's not, I will not be sending it. But anyone that is going, enjoy the show. Let me know how the show is in person. Of course, we'll be reviewing that here on the YouTube channel. We might do live reviews for both of those. I don't know yet. We'll depend on the card and how they shake out. But these are your lineups, so lock in for those, everybody. Now we head over to New Blood. New Blood, of course, was a important show, I think, because it was New Blood 20, and New Blood 20 meant a little bit more effort, a little bit more attempt. And I thought it had some solid wrestling on this. I didn't get to watch every single match yet, but I got to watch the main four. So let's talk about it, or the main four to me. First up was Rena defeating Ann Kanaya in the opening contest. I thought this match was quite good. Kind of exactly what I was hoping for out of Kanaya as she continues to grow. Rena obviously has been such a sensational worker this year. One of the best wrestlers of the year, I'd go as far as saying. But, you know, Kanaya just continues to impress me. I don't think there's been, she hasn't yet, I know she's had three matches to her name, but she's impressed me each and every time. And stepping into the ring with someone like Rena, who is obviously on a insane rise, is impressive. It's certainly impressive. So accomplishment here, and I thought the ideal match to open up this show. You then also had some tag team action. The first match was Tomoki Inaba and Akira Kurigane defeating Sayaka Karara and Yuria Hime. You had Wingori in action. They defeated Kari Oniyama and Rian. That's a match I was really open to see before this, but I didn't get to it. You also had Tei Honma and Sho Sekiguchi Kekaru Sekiguchi defeating Hina and Arana Yagami. But let's get to now the other matches that I was able to check out here, starting with the Pro Wrestling Wave preview match for the Regina the Wave Championship. That was Saya Kamatani, Ruaka, and Azusa Inaba versus Saran, Kohaku, and Saya Kamatani's soon-to-be opponent, Hanoka. I thought this was pretty good. No complaints here. Saran always impresses me when she's on these New Blood shows. But this was obviously a highlight for Hanoka, who did get pinned, to be fair. She got pinned by Ruaka, which I found odd to have it end, because I don't think she's going to be beating Saya Kamatani this upcoming week either. But the preview stuff between Kamatani and Hanoka I felt was pretty strong overall. And I'm hoping that championship match gets up. Stardom World has been rough lately. And when I say rough, I mean like there's nothing on there. No shows are being uploaded. The last shows to be uploaded, I guess, are the Cinderella. But obviously, with New Blood, it's on YouTube, so that's part of it. And the other two shows were on pay-per-view. I was really hoping that we would have had Saya Kamatani's previous championship defense up here already against Yumi Oka from Regina the Wave, but that's also not up here. So maybe we'll see that Noka match. Maybe we won't. I'm holding out some hope. But, yeah, that is this upcoming Tuesday at Shinjuku Face. Should be a good match. I think Hanoka is a very solid young competitor. I think, you know, for what this match is and what Saya Kamatani brings to the table, it should be probably one of her, if not her best matches for Hanoka. So we'll see. But it was a good preview tag nonetheless. I'm hoping, because we saw a preview tag, they'll know to get this up on Stardom World sometime within the next month or so. We then had Tam Nakano versus Misa Kagura. Of course, this match was originally scheduled for a JTO show, if I'm not mistaken. Was it for a JTO show? Yeah, I think it was. And then Tam had to miss the show, which made this match not happen. So they threw it onto New Blood 20, kind of out of nowhere. And it was quite good. Quite good, quite physical, as you'd expect. Misa Kagura has a lot of Tam traits to her. She's someone that obviously really wanted this match. She really wanted to face Tam, and Tam brought it to her. They were slapping each other across the face. This was a full-out, like, big-time match, which was really cool, I think, for Misa to get before, again, Tam, who is very clearly on a retirement road path with the matches she's getting. But Tam brought it, and that was very cool for her, and obviously very cool for Misa Kagura. I think this match is worth checking out, if you're wondering. A very solid singles match that, you know, kind of showcases Misa Kagura if you don't know much about her. But, again, it was just a singles in the end. So it's fine. But let's talk about what I thought was the best match on the show, and that was indeed the main event, the New Blood Tag Team title match. Hanako and Waka Tsukiyama successfully defending against Aya Sakura and Yuna Mizumori. All right, first off, I'll just start easy, simple, expectation. I was heartbroken. I really wanted Aya and Yuna to win the belts, and that's become a big fan of them. But for what it's worth, I thought they put together a great match for what these New Blood belts are all about and what they're building to between Hanako and Aya. This was the anniversary for them, the 2-year anniversary for them since debuting. And this was their moment to put them in a championship match 2 years later and allow them to have their moment against one another. Aya Sakura was sensational in this match. And I know I say it all the time because I'm a Aya Sakura mark or whatever, but she's really fantastic. Like, it is insane where she's made it to in terms of her overall talent. I don't think it's necessarily close again when it comes to the class of her and then everyone else rookie-wise in Stardom. But her and Hanako click. They really do. They have a great chemistry together. And this was maybe the best I think Hanako's ever looked. And you could feel that. You could feel this meant a lot to her. She had a lariat on Aya Sakura at one point that I was like, yes, this is what you're supposed to be doing, Hanako. That's perfect. Yuna and Waka both offered some really good wrestling, I thought. Waka is usually a skip for me on house shows, but she really does lock in for these New Blood titles, so I give her credit for that. But yeah, this was quite the good match. Again, showing what this tag division for Stardom has become is how deep it can be. Again, would have loved two-belt Aya Sakura. Dreamed of two-belt Aya Sakura, but that was not going to happen. Hanako did pin Aya Sakura, so that's obviously important. Perhaps that leads to a Sendai Girls Junior Championship match. I don't know. But really worth your time if you don't usually check out the New Blood shows, because I did think it was that good of a match. So, yeah, worth checking out if you haven't. Anyways, we continue now here to the upcoming weekend for Stardom. They have three big time shows. Well, one big time show and then two weekend shows, but not too poised back. So that's exciting. But let's talk about it here now as we get through the card. So this upcoming Saturday, we have the following card: Mike and Mina Shirakawa team. One final time, they'll face Rian and Yuri Hime in tag team action. Saki Kashima versus Akira Kurigane versus Rina is also set. Hanako Wakasukiyama team up. They'll face Miwa Masaki and Ann Kanaya. Hazuki Koga and Momo Kogo, they'll team to face Yuna Mizumori, Aya Sakura, and Sayaka Karara. Mayu Tani, Hana, and Saida will face Natsuko Tora, Konami, and Ruaka. In the semi-main event, Azumi, Meisera, Suzuki, and a returning Tabata will face off with Hina, Lady C, Rana Yagami, and Tomoka Inaba. This will serve as a preview for Hina's Future of Stardom Championship defense against Tabata, which is set for the Korakuen Hall show. And then in the main event, Tam Nakano and Sariano team up. They'll face Saya Kamatani and Zusa Naba. Worth noting, Shuri is missing the weekend shows due to her play that she is in, which Shari had some comments about, saying maybe she doesn't care as much about the IWGP Women's Title match as I do, which I found very fascinating in the continuation of their story. So always good to see. You know, I miss Sari being busy. It's been a clear void for me as a fan, but Joshi has been so great that I'm sure she's going to ramp up very soon, and it's going to be incredible. So Tam Nakano, Natsupoi Sariano, and of course Shuri will be missing the show on Sunday, because Shuri is still doing the play while Tam, Natsupoi, and Sari all competing on the Yumiko Hoda show. But Natsupoi will make her start and return on the Korakuen Hall show, which we'll talk about here in a second. But the show on Sunday will feature Hazuki and Saida facing Hanako and Ann Kanaya, Konga will go into a three-way match versus Yuta Mizumori and Yuri Hime. Mika Ryan will face Aya Sakura and Akira Kurigane. Hina and Rana Yagami will face Sayaka Kara and Tabata in another preview match. Mayu Iwatani, Hana, and Momokogo, they'll team up to face Saki Kashima, Lady C, and Tomoka Inaba. Mina Shirakawa and Waka Tsukiyama will face Saya Kamatani and Konami. And in your main event, it'll be Azumi, Mei Sara, Miyu Amasaki, and Suzuki versus Natsuko Tora, Ruaka, Rina, and Azusa Naba. You look at this match, I think I'm not alone in thinking that this could indeed be the start of something, maybe even further into the Suzuki heel turn that we are being teased. But the Korakuen Hall could also be that as well. The Korakuen show is a big one for fans of the Cosmic Angels, the OGs, because it will be built around them. So Korakuen Hall on Wednesday, the nighter in Korakuen, will feature Yuta Mizumori versus Ann Kanaya versus Fukigen Death. You'll have Waka Tsukiyama, Hanako and Ryan versus Konami, Tekla, and Rina. Natsupoi makes her long-awaited return. She's been dearly missed on the show. She'll team with Aya Sakura and Sayaka Karara to face Hanan, Akira Kurigane, and Yuri Hime. Mayu Iwatani, Hazuki Saeida, Koguma, and Momokogo will face Awashuri, Saki Kashima, Lady C, Tomoki Inaba, and Rana Yagami. This match will serve as a preview tag for Mayu and Shuri. Future Stardom Championship will be on the line. Hina will defend against Tabata in her first defense. Mika goes one-on-one with Mina Shirakawa. Of course, that match we knew was on the way after Mina made the challenge as she says farewell to Stardom. And as I said, the continuation of the Suzu Suzuki story is definitely being told here in this Korakuen semi-main event. It'll be Azumi, Mei Sara, Miyu Amasaki, and Suzu Suzuki facing Natsuko Tora, Saya Kamatani, Ruaka, and Azusa Inaba. Then your main event will be Tam Nakano going one-on-one with Sari Ano. If you're watching on YouTube, you see it on your screen here. Obviously, this match is a big deal. Again, it's the continuation of a retirement road for Tam that feels a lot more like a retirement road for her than Saya Kamatani with all the big matches she's getting. Part of me thinks that maybe her and Mina will go one-on-one in Anjo for Tam's homecoming, which is also Mina's final match. Just makes all the sense in the world. But we'll wait and see there. But I'm looking forward to Tam and Sayori facing off finally. This has been a singles match that has been teased many times between the two, but it is finally coming forth now. Next up, just worth noting, Sendai Girls will be at Shinjuku Face this upcoming Thursday. The main event will be Minoru Suzuki versus Meiko Satomura. You also have T200 Kilograms facing Chi-Chi and Minami in the semi-main event. Not their most loaded Shinjuku Face show, but we are on the retirement road of Meiko Satomura, so every single match truly, truly counts. Now we'll head over to Marigold to finish out this week's show. A lot of the reviews this week were not long, obviously. There was just not much to talk about. But the beauty is that Marigold's biggest Korakuen of the year so far is this weekend. So we will preview that big time here. We'll give you everything we got. When I say we, I mean me. But I'll give everything I got in terms of my thoughts and so on that show. Just worth noting, they did have a house show this past Sunday. Here are your results. Not too many things to talk about, I thought, outside of really just continued previews. And I thought one shining spot for Rhea Seto, who got a chance to step into the main event. So here are your results from that show. You had Kizuna Tanaka defeat Ryoko Sakamura, showing more heelish side from Kizuna, which was definitely something new for her. You had Megaton defeat Riara to get Megaton's first singles win. Yuki Minami defeated Gigaton via disqualification. Mai Sakurai and Miku Ano defeated Chika Goto and Natsumi Shizuki in tag team action. And in the main event, Darkness Revolution, Bozilla, Chiaki, Misa Matsui, Igitsunodaki defeated Utami Hashishita, Victoria Yuzuki, Mirai, and Rhea Seto. Again, a pretty by-the-books main event, heel versus babyface. You know, nothing super necessary to write home about outside of what I thought was another good showing for Rhea Seto. Rhea Seto stepped in to the main event once again here, and I thought had a good showcase. She ultimately got pinned by Misa Matsui, who I feel like should be notable, is still piling up wins. I know people were worried when she went heel, but not only is she crushing the heel gimmick, she's honestly looking like she should be on her way to potential championship gold in the future. But Rhea Seto, another good showing. The elevation of her is deserved. It's been well earned, and I hope it continues. So this was a fine, fun main event. But really, if you're here for Marigold, it is to talk about their big time show this upcoming weekend at Corcoran Hall, live on Wrestle Universe, because that show is a big one. Obviously, the Nanai Takahashi Proto Show is right around the corner, which is very exciting as well. Featuring Nanai Takahashi and Momo Nakanishi teaming for the final time against Siri Yamayoka and Victoria Yuzuki. We also have Nanai Takahashi and Yu teaming up with Mirai to face Chiyo Hashimoto, Rina Yamashita, and Rio Mizunami. Zones will go one-on-one with Utami. Hiromu Matsumoto will go one-on-one with Chika Goto. And Miku Ano will team with Miyuki Takase to face Yumiko Hoda and Miku Kane. So lots to look forward to there, but let's get to the Corcoran Hall show itself, including it starts off with two but much needed returns, which is great. Obviously, it's very good to see we are getting returns. The returns are, of course, Hummingbird and Nagisa Tachibana. Nagisa Tachibana, I think, had three matches maybe before an injury stunted her real debut. So now she will return, teaming with Ryoko Sakamura against a returning Hummingbird and Riara. Hummingbird has also been out for quite some time. We'll see what kind of momentum she can figure out here now that she's back. This is obviously a wrestler that Marigold wants to build behind, especially with her donning the mask and everything. She is a hopeful star for them. So it's great to see both wrestlers back and ready to compete. You'll see Serene Flora back together. It will be Victoria Yuzuki teaming up with Kizuna Tanaka to take on Rhea Seto and Yuki Manami. I think there's a strong undercard match. It'll be interesting to see the dynamic now between Victoria Yuzuki and Kizuna Tanaka for obvious reasons. Those obvious reasons being the fact that Yuzuki has been teaming a lot with Utami. They have formed an official tag team, so we'll see what it looks like with those two running it now. So I'm intrigued where that goes. Obviously, they should be the two getting the win, of course. Then you'll have Natsumi Shozuki and Chika Goto facing Chiaki and Misa Matsui. Pretty standard, simple tag match here. Perhaps the good guys, Natsumi Shozuki and Chika Goto, finally get some momentum back on their side. It's been pretty much Darkness Revolution running over them over the past slew of months. There has been very little success for them, obviously. So we'll have to wait and see where that goes. But I'm looking forward to it. I really am. This is similar to the Ano, Goto, Shozuki versus Chiaki, Nozaki, and Matsui match from the last Korakuen show. It would be good to have the babyfaces maybe get the win here, but Darkness Revolution might have a tough night, so maybe they'll get the win. Either way, should be a fun tag match. Then we have the big trios match. It'll be Miku Ano, Mirai, and Chan Yoda. Chan Yoda is back. They'll face Nagisa Nozaki, Megaton, and Gigaton. I've made my thoughts clear. I don't think we need Gigaton. I think now Ishikawa is more talented than that to be the comedic factor. But she's over in this character, it seems. She always gets reactions. But I would like to see this come to an end sooner rather than later, because it does take away from Megaton, I think, more than anything. Kind of takes away from what she's there for. And I just like Nao Ishikawa. But Miku Ano and Mariah Chiyoda should very well get the win here. I don't think that's much of a question. That's kind of a super trio. I'm interested to see if we get any development on this show out of any of those three. But we'll have to wait and see, obviously, moving forward here. But with Shine Forever just 2 months away, you know, directions are going to start being made with this show. This feels like the true start to the end of Nanai Takahashi's run. So we'll have to wait and see. But, of course, the big-time matches start here. First up, you have Mai Sakurai defending the United National Championship against Rina Yamanaka. Rina Yamanaka is someone that I've only heard good things about. She obviously had the two matches in Marigold a few weeks back. She showed some rust in those matches. But she is stepping into now a big championship match against Mai Sakurai, who I think does a really good job at the big title match. It'll be fascinating to see what these two look like. I don't know how much back and forth they've really had, if it's in training or anything, but it's a unique match. It's one that you kind of go into, you're not really too sure how it's going to go, but you're really hoping for the best, because I think if Rina Yamanaka can establish herself here, that'd be great. Obviously, Mai Sakurai has established herself and then some as a core member of the Marigold roster. But I'm hoping for the best from this match. I don't really know what to expect. I haven't seen enough of Yamanaka, and obviously I haven't got to see these two do any preview tags. So we'll have to wait and see what that looks like. And that's why it's not the semi-main event. But there's another reason it's not the semi-main event, and that big reason is, of course, that is where Marigold versus Marvelous begins. Sarie Yamaoka makes her official return to the ring after dealing with a mild concussion to team with tag team partner, twin star partner Nanai Takahashi against Takumi Aroha and fellow super rookie of Sarie Yamaoka, Senka Akatsuki. This match is going to rule. And the best part about it is it feels like a true in-depth rivalry. It feels like there is a lot on the bone here. It doesn't feel like this is just a one-off. This feels like it's going to be going. And the fact that the Twin Stars are now on the line, I'm considering title change. I know it's ballsy. I know it might be risky, but that's the beauty of an invasion type angle. I think Sarie Yamaoka and Nanai have to lose eventually. Why not lose early here with 2 months to go in Nanai's career? I think that'd be a fascinating direction. I'm excited most of all. I know Nanai and Takumi will be great against each other. And honestly, I think Takumi beating up Sarie Yamaoka will be very interesting. But the matchup we're all waiting for is Sarie and Senka. What does that look like? These are two fellow super rookies, in my opinion. They both debuted in the past 6 months. They both showcased some very exciting potential. This feels like the beginning of a potential very special rivalry in the world of Joshi between Marigold and Marvelous, with these two in the long term leading the way. It feels like you have the two vets who are leading the way in, and Sarie Yamaoka and Senka will be the ones to continue it. This is my most hyped match on the show, without a shadow of a doubt. Like, this is going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. It's such a unique, exciting match. It's exactly what you want to see from this newly created rivalry between the two promotions. My bold prediction is we get new champions. That is my bold prediction. Senka, someone who hasn't won a lot of matches, because obviously Marvelous is not pushing Senka as necessarily a super rookie, but they are pushing her pretty highly. I think Takumi pinning Sarie Yamaoka is a very simple and easy way to go about it. And it creates a further story that will come back around very, very quickly. I love the idea. I'm okay, obviously, if Seiri and Nanaya win, because I love them as champions and they've only had great matches. But I like to throw the curveball. And I think this is one time to throw that curveball. So we'll wait and see if they go that far. But this match should be excellent. And I can't wait to see what the two rookies do against one another. And, of course, against the veterans, because that will be a big test for both of them as well. And then your highly anticipated main event for the Marigold World Championship. Utami Hayashishita defends the title for the second time in her title reign against the one and only Bo Zilla. They face off in the main event of Corican Hall, arguably the home of Bo Zilla. She is a massive star every time she steps in the ring in Corican Hall. This match is so important to Utami Hayashishita. It is so important. I can't, and I'm not gonna really blame her for the simple start of this reign. It's been as simple as can be. She beats the outsider Tank in less than 10 minutes in a blah match. That wasn't a true competitor. This is a true competitor. That match was to get us here, to get us to Bo Zilla. This is a match where Utami needs to show why she is considered the ace of this promotion. And I'm confident that's exactly what we're going to get. It's very easy to forget, I think, for some people, how truly excellent Utami Hayashishita is as a wrestler. I think sometimes people can forget it very easily because they know she had the 5.5-star match and they just kind of want that or nothing else from her. She's a fantastic wrestler. She continuously improves, and Bo Zilla is a perfect opponent for her to truly get this championship reign off the ground and into full steam ahead. I firmly believe that this will be the match of the night, and I firmly believe that this can be the match of the year for Marigold. This has the highest amount of potential possible. This is going to be great. I truly believe it's going to be great. And if Utami is the underdog, as she should be, her selling is what gets her so far ahead. And if she is able to overcome, like I expect, this match should be sensational. I'm really looking forward to this Corican overall. Like I said, I think it's their biggest Corican so far this year. It feels like the start of a new direction for the company, and that direction, of course, is the Nanai Takahashi retirement road. This feels like the liftoff point, and with the Marvelous aspect, that's very exciting. With this aspect and the potential of this championship match, it's exactly what you want. It feels like Utami's reign is truly starting here, and I hope nothing but the best for both her and Bo Zilla in this match, because I know this can be a home run. They've kept these two apart to prove this is going to be something special. I love the potential of this. I expect the potential of this to be great. And I think everyone should go well out of their way to watch it. But that is the Marigold Corican preview. Thank you, everyone, for listening once again here to the 5-Star Joshi Show. Whether you are on MP3, whether you're on Apple, whether you're on Spotify, whether you're on YouTube, hello everybody, whatever you are on, my appreciation for you is so much. I can't thank you enough for continuing to listen, to continuing to support. I do this show every week because I love it. I do this show every week because I love talking to the people and talking about Joshi. So I really do appreciate what you all present me the opportunity to do just by listening and believing in me. This show was a very simple show, obviously, with a lot of talk about Mina and so on. But next week, we will be reviewing the two Corkins from Stardom and Marigold. We'll hopefully talk a little bit of Oz Academy. I know Magenta's challenging for the AAAW titles this weekend. And we will do plenty, plenty more, because April is the biggest month of Joshi right now. This next 2 month span, really, we are in the retirement roads of both Nanai Takahashi and Mako Satomura, and one could argue Tam Nakano as well. This is as big as it gets. TJPW putting it all together. I just want to shout out real quick Yoshiko Hasegawa. I saw that last second here as I'm recording. She is retiring. Obviously, it's always sad to see another wrestler retire. You know, I'm talking about retirements. I see it just now on my screen. You know, she was a great depth add, I thought, to TJPW. So losing her kind of so quickly stinks, but it sounds like she's happy with her decision, and that's what matters most. That's how, ultimately how I feel about all these retirements. So if the wrestler's happy with their decision and can retire on their own terms, that's what it's all about. So again, thank you everyone for listening. We have 2 huge months set ahead. We will be doing an All-Star Grand Queendom live review on YouTube. Very likely the Fight Game Media YouTube channel, as we often do for those shows. But when the details happen, I will be sure to let you all know, because that is the biggest show of the weekend. But I think we're going to do live reviews maybe as well for these Stardom shows, probably on this YouTube channel. So the WrestleMania weekend stuff, we'll do some sort of cool recording, whatever it may be. But thank you, everyone, once again, for listening. You can follow me on Twitter and Blue Sky at Scott E. Wrestling. Subscribe to the YouTube channel if you're listening on Apple, Spotify, whatever it may be. Go check out the YouTube channel, youtube.com/@ScottEWrestling. Means the world to me to have any and all of your support. So thank you so much. If you are over on the YouTube, let me know what your thoughts are on Mina Shirakawa leaving Stardom, the upcoming cards for Stardom and Marigold, what you expect from April, what you're most excited for in the month of April, and anything and everything else you could possibly think of. So with that further ado, I thank you all for listening. And until next time, next week, of course, so long, everybody. See ya.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.